CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The new year brings a call for warnings about alcohol and links to cancer. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says alcoholic beverages should carry a warning label like cigarettes. Current labels warn of the dangers of drinking while pregnant or operating machinery, but the connection between alcohol and cancer has been known since the 1980s. And yet Murthy says a majority of Americans are unaware of the threat. Drinking raises the risk of at least 7 types of cancer. It's linked to more than 16% of all breast cancer cases alone.
A U.S. airline is getting its comeuppance for being late again and again. CBS's Jim Krasula has the details.
The U.S. Department of Transportation has fined JetBlue $2 million for chronic flight delays caused in part by what the federal agency calls an unrealistic flight schedule. It's the first time the DOT levied such a penalty against an airline.
As the 119th Congress is sworn in today, House Speaker Mike Johnson is fighting for his political life again. While he has the support of President-elect Trump, he's still trying to convince many of the GOP rank and file he deserves to continue on in his leadership role.
I don't make deals with anyone. There's no quid pro quo here. I don't do anything in exchange for a vote other than commit to make this institution work as effectively and efficiently as possible.
Johnson's acknowledged he can only afford one or two defections to keep the gavel. Back in 2023, it took 15 rounds for former Speaker Kevin McCarthy to get elected, and he was ousted 9 months later. President Biden is going to New Orleans Monday in the aftermath of the New Year's Day truck attack that killed 14 people. The White House says he and the First Lady will, quote, grieve with the families and community members and meet with officials on the ground. The attacker's younger brother, Abdur Rahim Jabbar.
This is completely out of character for him, you know, these actions. And they're also not any type of representation of what it means to be a Muslim.
His brother posted video saying he was inspired by ISIS. New Orleans' famous Bourbon Street, where the attack took place, is bustling with tourists again. Nippon Steel says it'll sue after President Biden blocked its sale to Nippon Steel of Japan today. CBS's Nicole Skangas at the White House.
There were concerns about the company shifting jobs from the United States, shifting them from union facilities to non-union facilities, and USW, the Steelworkers Union, had ultimately come out against the deal. There were other unions that were in support of it.
The president cited national security. Dow's up 241. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyris pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
Bucks fall to the Nets again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Nets 113-110. Milwaukee now 1-3 against Brooklyn. Doc Rivers after the loss.
I mean, all four games have basically been the same game. We came back and won. They beat us the first game. And then the game here without Giannis and Dame, that was the only game that we actually had a big lead.
The Bucks will host Portland tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers back in action against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, it's the Packers and the Bears at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's already clinched a playoff spot, so will they play all of their starters this Sunday?
I think we got to go in with the mindset that everybody can expect to play the entire game, and we're going to win, you know, play a football game to win the game, and that's how we always approach it and always will approach it. And, you know, some guys could have less snaps than they normally might get, but that is to be determined.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today. High temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Herman's Hermits will have a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from them tomorrow morning about 9:45-ish. Be here for that one. WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Al Green's Let's Stay Together with Dan Marcus, reminding you that if you're looking for the news, well, you can find it top and bottom of every hour. And also, you can go online. Just search for WRJN News online. You'll get the latest stories from our website. That's searching for WRJN News online. And thank you. We thank you at WRJN.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. X-Golf Kenosha, your winter golfing destination. Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Sharpen your skills, then relax with great food, drinks, and January football on 12 big-screen TVs. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Well, since my baby left, I'm so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Oh, although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so lonely, baby, I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think of something. Think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel. So lonely, baby, well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
So lonely, they could die.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate, let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now. Right now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, the Gentries. Keep on dancing. Well, Stuart J. Waddles has the day off, but we'll still keep you up to speed on what's going on around the world and up your street with Savannah Tomei Olson in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company last week said it would temporarily halt construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Racine County. Company staff say they need to refine the design. The project could bring more than 2,500 construction jobs. And there's a funeral Monday in Colorado for George Petak. Racine was home for the former state senator, but the entire region and the state knew his name after casting the vote to move forward on building the Brewers ballpark. His decision kept the team in Wisconsin, but cost him his Senate seat in a recall election. Petak passed away last week at the age of 75. And in a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says these discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And after so many people have gotten together for the holidays, it might feel like everybody you know is sick. Some stores are having a hard time keeping the cold and flu medications in stock. Just make sure you know what you're taking. Here's Brittany Merlot.
You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking two different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Find more headlines at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and quite chilly today. High temperatures reaching the low 20s and winds feisty out of the northwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is making it feel more like the single digits and overnight tonight feeling sub-zero. And the cold has a grip on us all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Ooh.
News, Timeless Hits, and Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on WRJN. Today at 12:05, the story of a honeymoon that changed the lives of the husband and wife in ways you wouldn't even expect.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in the movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
To show
you what you need to live.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Joy Z Boys, the original Joy Z Boys, the Four Seasons.
Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that time I let it get away. Day and every day, when you were so I want.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Supremes. Otis Redding died in a plane crash in Lake Monona in Madison, December of 1967, and there remains a controversy to this day. Supposedly, a large sum of money was never recovered.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Or was it?
I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Hits WRJN. Ever have one of those events happen to you that changes your life in ways that you couldn't expect? That happened to this one couple a few years back on their honeymoon. Changed their lives ways they didn't see coming. It's on the way with Paul Harvey.
Walk